when we're confronted with some daunting task, something that we really don't want to do, the easiest thing in the world for us to do is to put it off. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I heard someone refer to that once as proactive procrastination, a deliberate strategy of masterly inactivity. Or, as one cartoon character once put it, we should never do today that which we can put off until tomorrow. We've all been there. And the extension of that is simply to leave it to God. Hey, it's not my problem. It's His. Back in the day, the scribe Ezra, one of Israel's greatest leaders, had a difficult task before him, to call the nation to account for their appalling behavior in the face of God's favor. God had been faithful, restoring Israel to the promised land, but they once again had been unfaithful. He can't have been looking forward to it. So God spoke to him through a man called Shechaniah, who said this, Ezra chapter 10 verses 4 and 5. Get up, Ezra. This is your responsibility, but we will support you. So be brave and do it. So Ezra got up. He made the leading priests, the Levites, and all the Israelites promise to do what he said. Perhaps you've been putting off a difficult task, hoping to push it off onto God, and today you hear him telling you that it's your responsibility. But, God's in control. Can't he do it? Yeah, God is in control, but he doesn't expect you to lean on your shovel and pray for a hole. There are things that we're capable of doing, even if they're unpleasant, even if they stretch us. So get up. This is your responsibility. Be brave and do it. That's God's word fresh for you today. Now, don't forget that I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book called Your Road to a Stunning Life. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. Again, that's christianityworks.com. May you be blessed as you receive God's word.